pleasurable has it been to watch Tony Dimas for the past four seasons?
It's been real exciting to watch him develop as a player. The best thing about Tony is he's really worked on his game. I mean, he plays year-round and has done a great job of developing himself as a player.
You see him playing in the NBA?
Oh, I think he's got a great chance of playing in the NBA. To watch him play, you don't realize that he's 6'6", and he's extremely quick, and his outside shooting has developed into one of his real strengths. And if you got a 6'6 guy that's as athletic as Tony that shoots it that well, he's going to get a real hard look, no doubt about it.
Right. On the whole, has this been a career year for Tony?
Numbers-wise, Tony's had an outstanding year. Tony, being the team player that he is, I'm sure he's disappointed that the team hasn't done better. But in terms of his individual statistics, he's had an outstanding year, and this is with everybody, focusing and concentrating on stopping him.
So as a coach, how has it been to coach Tony Dumas?
Well, it's been very pleasurable, and, Tony's going to be the kind of player that we won't realize how valuable he was, even though we do know it, but when he's not here, we're going to be mentioning his name a lot as being somebody we wish we had back, and he's a nice young man off the floor as well, and has been no problem in any area, so he's been very enjoyable with us.
Great.
I'm happy we're in a conference, but I'm disappointed we didn't get in Missouri Valley. I've always wanted to go into the Valley.
Right.
That's where we belong.
That was the first one that we were bypassed.
Yeah, that's where we are. I know all the efforts have been there. But that doesn't mean we can't be in there in a couple of years. So, yes, I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited about being in a conference. It's good for all of our programs, and it's really good for my golf program because there are teams in there. Yeah, you guys got to play each other. You guys will get it over with anyway. I didn't say that. The old coach feels like being it. For the non-revenue type sports, I mean, it's good for basketball, too, because if they win, basketball wins the conference, they automatically bid. Same way with our conference in golf. We have an automatic bid to the regional. See, regional, not the NCAA,
right,
but the regional NCAA. See, we've never got to go to that yet.
Right.
It goes individual or team. Well, your team's got to be, Oklahoma State's like an ours,
yeah.
And cool, MU, KU. Of course, we beat MU, in Kansas Invitational. So,
yeah.
But this gives us a chance for number one to have to be champions of a conference. Now, we've been champion of golf tournaments and stuff before, but this is a little different type of thing as being a conference champion. Your players get watches or ring. I mean, there are different things
right.
You get them, but, that's good for your athletes. And then a chance also to go to your districts,
right.
Regionals, however. I don't know how they call them. I think it's regionals. NCAA, we call them regionals. And then have a chance to go to the nationals from there. So,
right. So how's it going to affect your job personally?
Not at all.
It's not going to, no extra paperwork, no extra scholarships allocated. No.
Well, it's going to, I got selected to be on the committee, by the way. I'm one of the, they have three coaches on each one of these, like soccer, I have they have three people from all the different, all the, what, 10 schools we have in there?
10? 12.
Well, there's 12.
Yeah, there's 12.
Well, they have three coaches from different schools representing. That you're called your representative for that for your sport, and I got elected to do the golf. There's three of us. There's one from the Western Illinois and Valparaiso. I think it's Valparaiso in the conference.
Yeah.
So we represent we have there'll be a little extra work there because I'll have to go to probably two different meetings.
Yeah.
You set up your conference championship and the rules and regulations, and I have to do that every year. So. Yeah, I'll have to do that. Not until next year, however. So that'd call a little more time. But paperwork, no, it won't. We'll play approximately the same number of tournaments we're in now, with the exception of conference championship. But we aren't invited, of course, this year. I was kind of liking this. I wish they might get an invite this year, but we're not allowed to go. But we will be next year.
So when is this all going to begin? Is it going to be something that's going to happen soon? Have you guys already started doing paperwork and getting ready for the conference? Or is it, it doesn't start?
It won't start till 94, 95.
Right. But I mean, as far as getting ready, you know, getting everything, no start yet.
No, it won't start until September. My work will not start until September.
Okay.
We'll have a meeting probably, it looks like, in October, the three coaches that are involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably go like Western Illinois. We'll meet halfway, which would be Valparaiso and myself. You know, we'll meet somewhere where it'd be the three of us can meet. And then a day ahead of time, we'll have on the conference championship. I'll have to go in one day ahead of time.
Right. Okay. So, what's the most pleasing part of this for you personally?
Oh, the most pleasing part is just have our athletes have a chance to be champions of the conference. And to add on to that same statement is to, I think we have an opportunity with our program that we'll be able to compete. We've competed with some of the teams already and beat some of the teams that are in that conference in golf. We've met them in other tournaments and stuff. So we're going to be able to compete and have a chance. We need to be a little stronger. Hopefully we might come up with a few more dollars for our program. And if we do, then I really think we have a chance to be up in the upper division of the golf programs.
Hey, just some guy got in there, man.
First of all,
coming out of high school, what attracted you to UNKC?
Well, actually, I didn't come here right out of high school. I went to junior college.
Oh, okay.
I went to Iowa Lakes Community College up in northern Iowa. So I actually came here out of junior college.
How many years were you in junior college?
I was in there 2 years. Went to junior college 2 years.
How did you feel about your playing days in the UNKC?
Enjoyed them. I had a lot of great experiences. You know, my dream coming out of high school and junior college was to play Division I basketball. And Coach Hunt and UMKC gave me a great opportunity to step in. And I knew I had a chance to play a lot when I came in. We played against a lot of great players, a lot of great teams, and that's what I wanted to do.
What's your fondest memory?
Fondest memory here as a player?
Yeah.
Okay. My fondest memory as a player probably was, that's a tough one. I've had a lot of good ones. Probably when I hit a three-pointer at Texas Pan American to put us into overtime, and then we ended up winning.
What year was that?
That was like my junior year. Yeah. They were big rivals of ours, and we hadn't won down there for a long time.
What's the most enjoyable part now being associated with this school?
Just watching the program grow even more. I mean, I've been here since the conception of the program, and just seeing it grow and trying to be more involved and helping get people more aware of what's going on. And you know, I try to do a lot as far as getting people to our games. And I probably do more PR work than anything else right now, just trying to get the word out and hopefully get people down there and have them come back once they get down there.
What's the most satisfying part of being an assistant coach for you?
Most satisfying part, I guess, is just working with the young guys and helping them mature and grow as people and as players. Just like Tony Dumas, you know, his freshman year was my first year coaching. So it's been a good transition for both of us. Primarily because we're not too far in difference in age, and just to watch him mature and grow as a player and person, and myself the same way. I'm sure if you asked him, he'd probably say I'm a totally different person now than I was 4 years ago. You know, 4 years ago, I was still a player. You know, I wanted to play and I wanted to be one of the guys. And now I've made that transition into more of being just a coach.
So how is it to go from being a player under Coach Hunt to being right on the sidelines next time?
It was a big transition because as a player, you know, you just go out and play. You're playing your hardest. You're not aware of everything else that's going on. You try and do what's right, and if you make mistakes, it's not that big a deal. But now as a coach, you're on the other end of it where you're making more decisions, and the outcome is, I think the outcome of the game is more determined by the coach and the players. So as a player, I never worried about the outcome. Just you go out and play, and whatever happens, happens. As a coach, you're more concerned with the outcome because, you know, that's your job, and there is some pressure to win, and you try and make all the right decisions. And Coach Hunt, you know, looks for us for some help, for some assistance, and we try and do what's best for the team, and hopefully everything turns out.
What do you think about this new conference affiliation?
You know, I haven't looked into it as much, but just knowing the teams that are in it and knowing that our players will have something to play for in March is the big key. Because I went through it, and I see our players going through it now. It's very easy for them to kind of let up later in the season because they know it's coming to an end. You know, 2 years ago when we were 20-8, or 20-7, whatever, we were 21-7, you know, that year you could tell our guys, you know, we felt like we had a chance to go to NIT, NCAA, because we were right there and we played good ball. So just knowing, having that feeling every year now in the conference with the automatic bid, conference tournament, it's going to really, I think it'll improve our play later in.
As far as your job as an assistant, what have you relied on for most?
I think primarily I'm relied on scouting opponents, doing scouting reports, preparing us for our opponents, whether it be their offense and their defense, what they run. I do a lot of that. And then just on the floor stuff, a lot of individual work with guards and shooting and ball handling and just understanding how to play the game. That's easy for me because I played. I communicate well with the players, so I feel like, you know, that's the easiest part for me, is to help teach.
What makes your job easy and difficult?
What makes it easy is just that it's being a part of the basketball program. I mean, waking up every morning, coming here, knowing you're still close to the game, you know. I spent my whole life in basketball, and just being around it and being a big part of this program and being an asset to it is what makes it easy. What makes it hard is being an assistant coach. You know, you always think you have all the right answers, you know. And Coach Hunt tells me all the time that, you know, I'm young, but, you know, I'm learning. I've learned a lot in 4 years. And I like to think that I'm a student of the game, yeah. I read a lot of basketball books, like clinics, stuff like that, to improve my knowledge of basketball. And having played, I think, helps, but it's still difficult. I mean, I go back to, it's easy being a player because, you know, you just go out and play, but as a coach, you got to try and get these guys to mesh together and do the right things. And when they make mistakes, it's kind of a reflection on you as a coach. Because you feel like you haven't coached them well enough, or, you know, it's your fault that they didn't do the right thing. So that makes it difficult.
You always want to be involved in coaching?
I'd like to. You know, I've kind of have a plan for myself that I want to, you know, reach certain goals at a certain age. I don't want to be an assistant coach all my life, you know. If it's something that I feel like it's going to happen, if I can progress well enough these next few years and, you know, move up and better my future, I'm going to stay in it. But if I'm, you know, if I get stuck spinning my wheels as such, then I'll, you know, probably have to make some decisions later on. But as of right now, you know, this is what I want to do. I enjoy it. I'm young, single. I mean, I think coaching's harder when you're married and have children because you're always traveling. And as of right now, you know, I have back, so I'm going to, you know, go for it right now.
As a coach, you know, as a player, you know, you strive every year to become better. Now you've been here 4 years. What do you strive for every year?
As a coach, yeah. I think each year I've become better at communicating with the players. That's probably one thing. I've separated myself from being a player, like being their buddy, to being, you know, coach, friend type deal. So each year I try to work better on communicating with the players and having them trust me and understand what I'm saying and what we're trying to get across to them. So I would say, you know, communication with players is probably the biggest thing I've worked on these last 4 years.
What motivates you day in and day out?
Just that burning desire that I always wanted to be a great basketball. I always, you know, I have dreams of playing in the NBA. You know, I just, and now this is with Tony and stuff, you know, I kind of live through Tony right now because he's living my dream right now. And I've told him that, and he understands that he's got a great opportunity. But just seeing stuff like that happen is what really motivates me. If I could, you know, if Tony makes an NBA and I know that I had a part of that, you know, helping him get there, then that's going to make me feel good. And it'll make me want to try and find another player like Tony and help him progress. And because, you know, Tony wasn't an NBA player coming out of high school. He was just an average player. And I think we've done a good job with him. And he's done an excellent job. He's worked hard. So just the fact that, you know, you have a chance to have some good players that'll succeed, and you want your team to win. That's a lot of the motivation.
What's a motto you stick by, if you have one?
Motto? Wow. Gosh, that's a good one. I've always been a person that does everything 100%. I mean, you know, go hard or go home. You know, that was kind of my motto as a player. I either played hard or I just go home, you know. I think a lot of that has to do with life too. I mean, you gotta do everything as best as you can and as hard as you can. I mean, you have to. There's no excuse for not working hard, and so that's kind of what I live by.
You have any regrets for staying with UMKC as many years? It's 8 now.
Yeah.
Any regrets at all?
No, I haven't. You know, I was basically here for 3 as a player because I redshirted
right.
1 year.
Right.
So I was here for 3 as a player and now 4 years as a coach. And, you know, my coaching stay here for 4 years, it's something I needed. You have to get in the door somehow. And this day and age, you see a lot of young coaches moving up the ranks quicker because, this day and age, it works differently than it used to. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, you used to have to be an assistant coach for 20 years before you get a head job.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, if you just get your foot in the door and you know the right people, you can move up quickly. And that's what with Coach Hunt being here, and he has a good name, and have met some other head coaches, I feel like if I stay in the Division I level, that I'll get a chance to move up and get to where I want to be.
What's your best memory in coaching?
Best memory in coaching would be, gosh, probably last year when we beat Cal Irvine in the BMA class, the Gold Harvest class, just knowing we'd have a chance to play Kansas, who at that time I think was ranked number 1 in the nation. That was a great feeling. I mean, I really got excited for the program, for our players, you know. I mean, I would have loved to have played in that game, just having that chance. That's probably most memorable, and along with our Colorado win last year. You know, those two are the rank right up there.
All right, that's all I got.
But yeah,
I appreciate
right.
you.
Yeah.